This is WKSU News. I'm Tim Rudell. 2019 is shaping up to be a busy year for Northeast Ohio cities and towns trying to revitalize themselves. At least two dozen have turnaround plans in place, including Akron and Canton, where between them, $100 million or more is in play for reinventing their downtowns. Walking in downtown Akron, there are still empty buildings and few pedestrians, but the latest revitalization thinking, the inspiration for Akron's new plan, says a city's heart should be a place of action with people who work, shop, play, and make homes there. Akron Planning Director Jason Segedy says not to worry. It'll take some time to build out the new downtown, but when this one, focused on city living, is done, they will come.
In the 50s, retail was kind of the main use downtown, and then that suburbanized, and then office kind of became the main use. That's largely suburbanized, but I think people are social creatures, and I think they always crave a sense of place in a central hub, and in particular, relevant to this conversation, a hub for people to live in.
Still, within sight of the new projects, like the Bowery Rehab and Main Street Upgrade, are past projects, like Locks 3 and 4 and Quaker Square. Impressive to this day, they didn't tap that central hub yearning and prompt a downtown turnaround. Not yet, Segedy says, but the development process is actually a very long-term thing, and eventually they will.
Those things were really important, going back even 20 years to kind of creating energy downtown. You know, that's almost like having a lot of bricks, and now we need to put the mortar in between the bricks, and the mortar really is residence.
An expert in urban development strategies agrees. Della Rucker is co-founder of Econogy, a planning consultancy based in Cincinnati. She says making downtown a productive, growing community can take decades and does require the right physical elements. She also cautions that among those, it's critical that the housing, work, and entertainment areas foster diversity and inclusiveness, because it is through people coming together in a freewheeling exchange of ideas and ambitions, she says, that a downtown becomes a dynamic central neighborhood for a city.
Then the question becomes, how do we work with human behavior? How do we work with people and communities of people to intentionally foster downtowns as places where people are really coming into their potential together?
Developing diversity is on the minds of some residents of the new downtowns, too. A year ago, Janelle and Ralph Lee moved into Bliss Tower Lofts, a signature office building conversion beside the historic Onesto Hotel, also remade into a premium apartment high-rise, as part of Canton's emerging urban lifestyle downtown.
It's totally renovated and luxury lifestyle living. And
yep, it's the start of the Renaissance when you're talking to downtown with the Onesto, the Bliss apartments. I think the next step is to figure out how to put two or three story housing downtown, you know, because some people just want a house. I think that's the next step for the downtown resurgence, is to figure out where can you do some developments like that.
Since they got to Canton, Janelle, who is an economic development specialist by profession, has been working with the nonprofit Strength and Stark project, and she says she's seeing diversity develop.
People are actually moving downtown, and you have a range of folks, millennials. You have folks like us, you know, empty nesters who now want to do some urban living. You have some families with kids and pets, and so it's a diversity of people, and that's what makes a downtown.
In both Akron and Canton, the ideas of creating a live-in downtown have been in the works for some time. And as major elements of the city's plans are coming together, some questions from the beginning linger, like what's all this going to cost and when will it actually be done? Beth Butler has been in Canton since she joined the faculty of Kent State Stark 15 years ago. For the last five, she's had an apartment in a converted professional building with tall windows overlooking Canton's developing art district.
We're pretty close to there. And I think that Canton has done it right in that a lot of cities, when they do their downtown revitalization, it's all restaurants and bars, solely an entertainment district. But we've got a lot of variety here.
As for cost, Canton's major downtown housing renovations to date have cost about $60 million. The latest downtown rebuilding in Akron includes an estimated $40 million to develop the Bowery block and $31 million for the Main Street improvements. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.